This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the pregame lineup card. Twins in Detroit to play a three-game series against the Tigers. Chris Atterbury chatted with manager Rocco Baldelli earlier this afternoon. Their conversation brought to you by UCare.
All right, thank you very much. We're joined by Rocco Baldelli. Twins kick off a division series against the Detroit Tigers here today with Pablo Lopez on the mound. And Rocco, it's trade deadline week, and everybody wants to talk about adding and subtracting and moves, and everybody's constantly checking their phone. You've got a guy in Pablo Lopez who his expected numbers and what actually transpired for him in the first half, massive gap. He's a guy you've seen be dominant. Four of his last five starts have been dominant. Are you looking at Lopez, a guy already in your room, as a way to improve this club and make it even better in the second half as opposed to even a different name that you might add?
Well, our expectation is he is going to be better in the second half. I don't even go about thinking that, you know, what we've seen in some of the first half is going to continue. He's been good. He's been good lately, as you mentioned. And I know him as a person and as a worker and as a teammate and the way that he functions, his expectation, he's going to go out there and deal from here on out and get us back to at least where we were last year and keep pitching, you know, as long as he can. He is in it for the long haul. He's excellent at what he does. Yes, there have been some things that haven't gone his way. There have been some outings where he hasn't pitched the way he's wanted to, but the stuff's still there and the execution is still there.
Anytime you face a division foe, there's so much familiarity that I think things tend to tighten up a little bit, and that's certainly been true with Detroit. It feels like these two clubs can't play a series, a game that isn't a nail biter.
Yeah, they're all tight. And with them in particular, we haven't scored a ton of runs against them. Their pitching has done a good job. They've thrown strikes. They have good stuff. And when we faced them over the last year or two, that's why the games have been tight. And a lot of the times we have plenty of guys on base. So what we're going to be looking for is for someone to come up and come up with a big hit or two early. And you create a little separation and the game changes. It changes in a big way in our favor. And that's what we're going to be hoping for, looking to do, and that's what our offense is going to be trying to do.
And you'll get an extra bat who can do that in your lineup today, as Royce Lewis is back in your lineup as he works his way back from that adductor injury. And what does he mean to this offense 1-9 when you can plant him in the middle of it?
Well, when you can add one of the most dynamic hitters in the league to your lineup, you're going to get better. You're going to improve. And first day or two or three back, you never know how most guys are going to approach it or how they're going to look. Royce normally has come back with a bang and has normally looked pretty good. Almost every time he's come back from the IL, he's done something pretty big. But we're going to get him back in there. He's going to play pretty regularly from here on out. We're going to play smart. We're going to do everything we can to keep him going. But our offense is just simply a better offense when he's out there.
Defensively, we talked on Wednesday about moving Willie over to third, and he ends up having a huge game defensively at third base. Now he gets to pop over for a little second base action.
Yeah, and Willie's at his best when he can bounce around the field. I do firmly believe that. Sometimes he has to lock in for a handful of days in a certain spot, but I think he really enjoys moving around. I think it keeps his mind fresh. I think it keeps his skills fresh and sharp, and I think this is a good thing. You know, we can get Brooks over to shortstop for a little bit and move Willie around the field.
Also leaves a lefty on the bench for you, and this is a team that will use its bullpen liberally. I know they had a bullpen day yesterday, so several of those guys went an inning plus and may not be available, but this is a game and an opponent, I would guess, where you would expect some chess moves late in a ballgame with their pen.
Yeah, there's always something interesting going on with their pitching. I think A.J. Hinch, their manager, enjoys implementing and using his pieces in a lot of different ways. They've been running at least one bullpen day a week recently, and with that, you're not really positive who's going to come in or when they're going to come in, but he's always got a plan, and they always have good execution from their guys that are coming out. So it's probably coming one way or the other. We're going to see some things this series that maybe we're not totally expecting, and they're going to give themselves the best possible matchups the entire game. That's normally what they do. So we'll see how today goes And that'll probably affect the rest of the series in a few ways.
All right, great stuff from Rocco Baldelli. Let's send it back to the studio.
Yeah, thanks so much, Chris. Detroit also on a bit of a tear right now. They've won 12 of their last 17 games, and in that span have hit 25 homers while averaging 5.2 runs per contest. Those comments from manager Rocco Baldelli, brought to you by YouCare People Powered Health Plans. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're taking it all the way back to a game to remember in 1986. That's next year on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.